This is ABC News Daily. I'm Sam Hawley. In the early weeks of the war in Ukraine, tens of thousands of Russians took to the streets to protest against the invasion. 2 months on, with the war in its next phase in the east, they've either been silenced by the Kremlin through draconian laws or influenced by a relentless propaganda campaign. Today, a human rights activist on why her fellow Russians are no longer speaking out.
My name is Maria Kuznetsova. I'm a spokesperson for Ovidin for Human Rights Project that works with political prosecution in Russia. And I currently live in Tbilisi, Georgia.
Okay, thank you so much. Maria, I really want you to step us through this. When the invasion first began, what was the initial response from Russians opposed to the war? What did we see?
On the first day of the war, we saw a big protest, actually. So people were really angry, people were frustrated, because in Russia, no one expected the war. So every day, thousands of Russians joined protest on streets. And it's been like that for about 2 or 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And after that, police arrested a lot of people, there were new laws. We detected that more than 15,000 people have been arrested in anti-war protests in Russia, mostly on the first and the second week of the war.
So what are these new laws?
A lot of laws that prohibit saying anything against Russian army and spreading fake news and discrediting Russian army. So now basically for the word war, you can get arrested because Russian government says that it's not war, it's special military operation. And people have been arrested for that.
Right. So even, Maria, if you call it a war, you could be arrested.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Wow. Okay. So give me some examples of other things that people have been arrested for.
Yeah, well, actually, there are a lot of interesting cases. For example, in Moscow, a guy, he was on the street with a famous book, War and Peace, by Leo Tolstoy. And he was just standing with a book. And police arrested him. Also in Ivanovo, a guy was giving out books by George Orwell, 1984. Mm-hmm. And they also arrested him, saying that he was just like spreading fake news about Russian army. A lot of cases happen when a person has something that is similar to Ukrainian flag. We had yesterday a girl arrested in Moscow. She had like just her nails polished in blue and yellow. And also in Moscow, a guy was arrested for wearing sneakers that also were like were colorful and were just similar to Ukrainian flag.
Hang on. So one woman was arrested because of the colour of her nail polish.
Yes.
Do we know what happened to her? It's extraordinary.
So she will probably get a fine because this article doesn't suppose that you may be arrested for more than a day. But the problem is that if she gets caught for the second time, it can become a criminal case up to 5 years in prison. So basically, once she gets caught with her nails polished, and another time, I don't know, she writes a post on Instagram or Facebook, she can face up to 5 years in prison for that.
Right, 5 years for the colour that you paint your nails. Tell me about the teacher, the Russian teacher, who was saying things to her students that were recorded.
So it's just like, actually it's not even in Moscow, it's just a small regional city. And one of the students was really disappointed that she couldn't go to some sports events in Europe because, well, for sure, all European associations just cancelled Russian participation. And the teacher answered that, look, Russia committed a lot of war atrocities now, it's logical that European Union withdraw you, and it will be even worse in the future years, and it's all happening because we have dictatorship and you shouldn't trust propaganda, you should verify information, all of that. She was not like really radical, I would say it's just like a normal political talk in a way. And well, kids just audio taped it, sent it to police. And now, well, the teacher, she had a police search in her house. And she's under arrest, but it's not like in a prison facility. She's basically just cannot leave her town, but also she cannot work anymore and she has a lot of restrictions. She cannot talk to journalists, she cannot use internet, all of that.
So, Maria, I mean, you've told us about how Russians, if they protest, they could end up in jail, they'll be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this war is now entering its next phase and the world is incredibly concerned, obviously, of what's to come. Are Russians still protesting? Can they protest anymore? What are we seeing now?
Yes, I would say that we don't see massive protests anymore. They stopped in the middle of March because of all these new laws. And by that time, also Russia blocked Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. They don't work in Russia if you don't have like VPN or other systems to just get through blockings. Also, by that time, in the middle of March, all independent media have been closed down or had to emigrate. So it's now really difficult, actually, to get real information because just a lot of media does not work anymore. Mm. So now we don't see massive protest, and people try to protest in a creative ways. For example, just having just a banner with no words or something like that. But probably if something big happens, I don't know, if Russia uses tactical nuclear weapon or if Russia kills Zelensky or if something happens inside Russia, most probably we will see more protests.
Is it only the laws, do you think, that have stopped the protests, or are more Russians believing the propaganda put out by the Kremlin?
It's not that all Russians want to believe propaganda, mm-hmm. but now it becomes much more difficult to access real information because, as I have mentioned, a lot of media closed down. Basically, there are no independent media that works directly in Russia now. Of course, you have YouTube, you have like some bloggers that still like talk about it, but it's just really difficult to access real information. And also like Instagram blocked, Facebook is blocked, Twitter is blocked, and Russian government just threatens to block YouTube every day, every single day. Mm.
It sounds like the Kremlin is winning the information war at home. Is that right?
Yes, I would say so. And it's not because their messages are really good or because their propaganda is really, you know, like deliberate. But yes, it's just because of the informational vacuum and that no one now is able to go through it. And yes, because like a lot of people, like even influential people who stay in Russia, they're also really afraid because some actors and musicians have lost their job when they started to talk about the war. And also a lot of musicians, for example, they emigrated, they now give out concerts abroad, raising money for Ukraine, but they understand that they won't be able to return to Russia if the regime does not change. Everyone either emigrated or is really afraid. And at least 200,000 Russians emigrated since the beginning of the war. And some say that it may be up to 500,000. And yeah, we just don't know what will happen to us too.
Maria Kuznetsova is from the human rights monitoring group OVD Info. She lives in Georgia and says she would be arrested if she returned to Moscow. Independent Russian pollster Levada suggests Vladimir Putin's approval rating has risen since the war began. This episode was produced by Flint Duxfield. Additional production by Sydney Peed and Chris Dengate, who also did the mix. Our supervising producer is Stephen Smiley. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. You can find all our episodes of the podcast on the ABC Listen app. To get in touch with the team, email us on abcnewsdaily@abc.net.au. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.